Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
George Pickens is 13th in the NFL in receiving yards, second in the NFL with 5 touchdowns. Woo! Now, there's been no CeeDee Lamb. I'm interested to see how that works whenever CeeDee comes back, because he'll become the number 2 wide receiver. It might actually help him.
Yeah, I think it'd be better.
But I still, I don't have revisionist history on it. I'm not going to go back and say that I missed the guy. I saw Tim Benz respond to a tweet. It was a media narrative that drove him out of town. No, it wasn't. Your favorite team traded him. He's a good player. There's no question about that. He put up great stats with bad quarterback play here in Pittsburgh. He is a very good football player. They don't have a number 2 wide receiver. They moved on from him. They don't get everything right. I think they got that one right. That's not a narrative-driven forcing a guy out of town. That was... they couldn't win with the guy in their mind. So they moved on from him. Same thing with Deontay. Now, Pickens is a better player, more talented, but you can't win with guys like that in their mind.
Mm-mm.
So it's not us. We didn't do it. In fact, you and I wrestled over it at the time. They clearly didn't want the guy at a position where they could use help.
Yes.
So that tells you everything you need to know about the teammate, the player that they had. He was late on a game at Christmas whenever he was coming back from an injury, for God's sakes. So enjoy him from afar. You're 3-1. I ain't crying about it. I'm not.
It would be nice to have him on the field.
It wouldn't hurt to have him on the field. I don't know how he and Rodgers would have coalesced, because Rodgers is such a precision guy.
He might have made him better.
He probably would have made him better, but I do think Rodgers pulls his hair out.
How's him and Dak?
Oh, Dak's an improvisational guy. That's why I wanted him.
Yeah.
There might not be a quarterback in the NFL. There's a small list of quarterbacks out playing Dak right now. Josh Allen, maybe Baker. I mean, Baker Mayfield.
He's something. Sam Darnold, too, though.
Sam Darnold was great until he wasn't. And I don't know that interception was really on him. I think he was trying to throw it away, and it hit off a helmet.
Hit off a helmet, yeah.
Yeah. Now, he did almost throw one that was picked off on the goal line, but he was like 32-35 at the point where he threw the game-losing pick.
Yeah.
Baker's touchdown to tie the thing was, I mean, it was bonkers. Bonkers. 412-928-9370. The question we asked, though, are there any teams in the AFC right now that you go, oh, that team's definitely better than the Steelers? Doran and I said Indy. Other people are writing in Denver. Denver, really impressive. You go knock off the champs on the road, that counts for some style points. That being said, they lost to Indianapolis, and they also lost to the Chargers, and the Chargers have kind of come back down to earth. You can make the argument for any of these teams being better than the Steelers, but you can also, make an argument that the Steelers have been better through 4 weeks, which is a nice place to be. And you grade on a curve, and it's all relative. The AFC not as good as I thought it would be, and the AFC North is a pile of white doggy doo-doo.
Mm.
You ever see them white dog turds?
No, I've only seen it in Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it in real life.
They sit out there, they bake in the sun a little bit.
They turn white.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.